Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Now, we don't want anyone to worry, but there's danger in the water.
Oh, no!
Danger, water, danger,
wait,
danger, water, water, danger.
A shark is in the water? That kind of danger?
I don't know. It's so dangerous. It doesn't matter. Just get out of the water. You, that guy, yeah, you,
yeah,
in the swimming pool. Get out of the water. There's danger. Now, yes, when people were, if they were screaming danger in the water, you might think shark.
Yeah.
Or some other big sea monster,
right,
that can eat your legs. Now, today, though, we're not really talking about a large monster that can eat your legs. We're talking about a large kind of man-made monster that can just make everything ugh. So that's
gross.
The danger in the water. Now, I think a lot of people are going, what? Let's read the article. You'll find out.
You'll find out.
Check out the article.
Yeah.
Reading. Danger in the water. A majestic albatross glides above the waves of the blue Pacific Ocean, scanning the water for a meal. The bird swoops down to grab a bite. To the bird, this place is full of fish. However, a closer look reveals the awful truth. This area of the sea is not packed with tiny creatures, but rather with countless pieces of plastic garbage. Turtles, dolphins, and fish also feed on this mess of inedible junk. The ugly consequences can be seen on the beaches of the Midway Atoll. As the carcasses of birds rot on the sand, the man-made contents of their stomachs are exposed. The seriousness of the problem becomes plain to see. Studies of the albatross on Midway have shown that about a third of the birds die before reaching maturity. The ingestion of human trash is the main cause of these deaths. Since every country uses the ocean in some way, this environmental crisis is an international problem. Therefore, the whole world must give it serious attention.
Okay, so our story begins with a nice scene. So imagine this. A majestic albatross glides across the waves of the blue Pacific Ocean, scanning the water for a meal. Can you picture it?
Like
the beginning of a movie, isn't it?
Right.
An albatross is a seabird.
Right.
It's a really, really big seabird.
Okay.
Its wings can be 12 feet from one end to the other. And one of the biggest birds in the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's up there with its beautiful big wings gliding above the waves of the Pacific Ocean, scanning the water. That means kind of looking at the water for a meal. That's what seabirds do, right?
Right.
They look for fish and they fly down and grab them and eat them. We call it majestic because it's so big, it's so beautiful, it's so proud. And that's kind of what majestic means, right? When we think of a lion kind of standing there proudly.
Yeah.
Or when we think of the winner of something, you know, the winner of a competition with his gold medal and trophy.
Aww.
Or we think of a king or a queen entering the room with their crown and, you know, all of that kind of thing. We go, wow, so important, so impressive, so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So majestic.
So majestic.
For example, the queen maybe of England, she looked majestic wearing her golden crown.
Oh.
It looks really, wow, amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so majestic. 我们通常可以用来形容，有一点点可能是有点 雄伟或是壮丽的这样子的意思哦。所以常常呢，不只是人，我们也可以形容像是树啊、山啊 ，OK， 或是看起来很壮观的、啊，就是 majestic mountains or trees。We can use majestic to describe the nature.
Sure, oh yeah.
OK， 那我们提到的这个 albatross 是什么呢？刚刚提到的呢，是一个 seabird， 一种在海上的鸟，也就是信天翁。那我们刚刚有看到呢，哇，它所以我们这可以这样子形容，就是一只这个英姿焕发的信天翁，它滑翔在蓝色的太平洋的波浪之上。那这时候呢，它怎么样？就 scan， 就是有这个扫描水面，找寻它的下一餐。哦，所以听起来好像是一个电影的一个开始的一个画面哦。And then the bird swoops down to grab a bite.
That's right. It swoops down. To swoop is basically to fly in a downward kind of way, maybe turning up at the end. Okay, so a bird, for example, will swoop down if it's trying to see something near the ground. Or airplanes might swoop down, you know, if they're flying and they're looking for something. Then, hey, look, go closer to that down there, Bob. And he'll fly down, and they'll go flying past, they'll swoop. So it has this idea of kind of flying or gliding, kind of in a downward kind of way, like a bird or a bat. Bats might swoop around, you know, and try to catch insects. So that's what this albatross is doing. It's trying to grab a bite.
Mm-hmm.
When you grab a bite, you're eating something, maybe something small, like a snack.
OK, 所以 swoop 呢其实通常是指突然下降或是俯冲这样的意思，飞扑猛扑的意思。而 grab a bite 当然呢其实就是表示呢就吃一口啦、啊、什么东西，通常有这个很快的这样子的意思。而且像是如果有的时候我们在口语上说 hey, let's go grab a bite, 其实就是说、哎、我们去买点小东西吃这样的意思。所以呢这个信天翁它向下怎么样俯冲，它就吃了一口这个 grab a bite, 就吃一口食物啦。Well, to the bird, its place is full of fish.
It's the ocean, sure.
However, a closer look reveals the awful truth.
Oh, that's not good. The awful truth. Well, okay. To reveal the truth is to tell you what's really happening. Okay. It might look like the ocean is full of fish, but there's something else. The truth is what's really happening. And we know this isn't going to be good because it's the awful truth. Something awful is really, really bad. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's just no good. So the awful truth is basically bad news. All right. So that's not going to be good. Our example sentence for awful. I felt awful last week because I had a cold.
Oh.
I felt awful last week because I had a cold in my nose and I was
sneezing
and
coughing. I don't want to get your cold.
It was awful.
It would be awful if I get the cold from you.
It would be.
go away. Okay,
okay.
Awful 其实就是很糟糕的 terrible, horrible. Okay, 类似的一些字句都可以用来表示非常糟的这样子的意思。你可以用来形容人很糟糕，或是 the music was awful, the weather was awful, or that joke is pretty awful. There are many things you can describe.
Yeah,
awful. Okay, 所以对于这只信天翁而言呢，这片水域好像是充满了鱼。然而 a closer look 就细看之下，却揭露了可怕的事实。This area of the sea is not packed with tiny creatures, but rather with, this is going to sound really
this
gross.
This is the awful truth.
Right, countless pieces of plastic garbage.
Oh, great. That's what I want in my ocean. Thank you. Yes, so the area is not packed with tiny creatures.Packed with means there's a lot in one space, in one place. We'll come back to that. So there's not a lot of creatures, not a lot of fish or things you would expect to find in a, you know, healthy ocean, but rather countless pieces of plastic garbage. That's terrible. Countless means so many that we can't count. It's basically telling you that it's a really, really big number. It doesn't matter if there's a million plastic pieces of garbage or 1,500,000. It doesn't matter. There's a lot. There's a huge number. Countless. For example, there are countless kangaroos in Australia.
Oh, there are.
Millions of them. There could be 7 million, 4 million. I don't know. It's a lot. It's countless.
Right. Yeah,
how cute. So it's packed. It's not packed with tiny creatures. It is packed with Garbage. Yeah. So what does packed with mean?
所以 packed with 其实就是有着塞满或是装满了这样子的意思哦。那很讽刺的是说呢，这边海域并非充满了这个微小的生物哦，而是充满了无数的这个塑胶垃圾。那这里呢 countless 就是有着数不尽的无数的这样的意思，而 garbage 呢其实当然虽然是指垃圾哦，那其实很多人常想说 garbage 跟 trash 都可以指垃圾，但是有什么不同呢？ Well, they're almost the same, but there could be a slight difference. For example, I think this is how you can think of this way. 其实 trash 是比较小的一些纸屑。OK, 所以像是放在书桌上的小垃圾桶呢，或是用来装这个小纸屑的小垃圾，我们就可以称它为 trash can。那可是呢，如果像是一些可能像是如果想到厨余啦，或者一些像是瓶瓶罐罐的垃圾啦，我们呢，就是可以放在一个像是比较大一点的垃圾桶啦。那这些呢，统称我们就可以称它为garbage, 所以常常这个大型的垃圾桶我们就称它为 garbage can, 但是注意哦，有些东西是可以回收的，所以我们可以称它为 recycling or recycle bin. You can recycle something. You don't have to put it in a garbage
recycle lots of things.
can, right? 那 garbage truck 当然一样也是可以装很大大小小的垃圾的这个垃圾车啦，所以不要把这两个字 garbage 跟 trash 可能搞错啦。 OK, but we have to stop here for a while because we just saw our shortcut for you guys, which was be packed with, right? So let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
This line is too long. I don't want to wait any longer.
Oh, come on. Tonight's DJ is Assassin Sound.
So?
He's a really good DJ. I bet you the place is packed with people.
You really think people are packing things in there? Like what?
To be packed with something means there's a lot of something in a place.
So, be packed with something means 充满塞满
Yeah, it's obvious this place is packed with people because of this long line.
I wish this club wasn't packed with people.
What would you prefer to be packed with?
Chocolate or money?
Chocolate.
Okay, so now what's the problem with having lots of trash in the ocean, you're thinking? The ocean's really big, it's full of water, that's okay, a little bit of trash. Well, if you happen to be one of the people who live in this ocean, it can be a big problem. People, or we should really say animals, that you might kind of care about. For example, turtles.
Oh,
turtles are so cute. Dolphins. I can't make the dolphin noise.
No, that's not a dolphin.
And fish also feed on this mess of inedible junk. So dolphins are cute. They live a really long time. Dolphins are really smart. They jump and do cool things and save people. And fish are delicious. And we eat fish. So when fish are eating on junk and garbage, what are we eating?
Junk
and garbage, too. So these animals feed on this mess of inedible junk. And if you're a fish lover, if you live on an island like Taiwan or Japan where people eat a lot of fish, this is a problem because this is inedible. The kind of things that they're eating you shouldn't be eating, things like plastic and stuff like that. But these animals feed on it. That's what they eat.
Sad, okay. Yeah. 所以原来像海龟啦、海豚还有鱼群呢，其实他们都 feed on, 就是靠什么为生。但是很糟糕，像他们竟然是吃这些 inedible 不可食的垃圾为生啊。And what are the consequences?
Well, the ugly consequences can be seen on the beaches of the Midway Atoll. Okay, a consequence is something that happens because of something else. Okay, so for example, if you don't study, the consequence would be you would fail your test. If you don't go to sleep and sleep a good amount, the consequence is the next day, you're going to be so tired.
You'll probably get dark circles.
Exactly. So it's the thing that happens because of some other action, usually earlier on. For example, weak muscles, I'm not strong, are a consequence of not exercising.
I totally get that.
Because if most of your exercising is lifting the TV remote control,
yeah, that's me.
Then eventually, when you have to climb some stairs or lift something heavy,
I can climb.
You'll find that you don't have a lot of power.
I just can't lift something heavy. Anyway, consequence 就是结果后果。所以呢，这丑陋的后果当然就出现在哪里 ？Midway Atoll 就是中途岛的海滩上啦。Like what kind of things are we looking at?
Well, how do we know this? Well, it says as the carcasses of birds rot on the sand, the man-made contents of their stomachs are exposed. That's pretty nasty. Okay, a carcass is the dead body of something. So as the birds die, their bodies are there on the beach on the Midway Island. And of course, when things die, they rot. Okay, when something rots, it gets broken down, it gets worse, it gets broken down with time. Take an apple, leave it outside of the fridge. After 2 weeks, what's it going to be? This kind of brown pile of apple, and it's going to smell because it rotted, because it went bad over time, okay? And that's what happens to bodies, right? Which is why when people die, we put them in the ground, because when they rot, they smell, and that's not good for anyone. So these birds will rot, then they'll see inside their stomachs all the plastic pieces, all the nasty things that they have to
eat. Thank you. Okay, so 随着这个鸟的尸体呢carcasses, 在沙滩上 rot, 也就是腐烂，他们胃里的人造物就现了踪啦，就是我们看到那个垃圾在肚肚里面啦。The seriousness of the problem becomes plain to see.
Yeah.
所以这个问题呢，当然的严重性就变得很怎么样。Plain to see 就是很显而易见哦。
Exactly.
Studies of the albatross on Midway have shown that about a third of the birds die before reaching maturity.
Oh my gosh, maturity is when an animal, including people, grows up to be an adult. So for example, human bodies reach maturity in the 20s, right? When you're around 20 years old, your body will have changed and grown just about as much as it can. You can have babies, you know, if you're a guy, you got hair on your face, you know, that kind of thing that we recognize as being adults. So most of these birds basically die before they can have babies.
Right.
So that's another big problem for the birds.
The ingestion of human flesh is the main cause of these deaths.
Exactly.
所以摄取当然就是 ingestion, 所以就是摄取人类的垃圾当然就是他们死亡的主因啦。Since every country uses the ocean in some way, this environmental crisis is an international problem.
That's right, because the water just moves everywhere. It's not China's water or Japan's water, it's our water. Therefore, the whole world, everybody must give it serious attention. It's no good going on. It's not my problem. I didn't do it. No, we all did it because, you know, we make garbage. And we have to think about that.
Well, I guess that comes to the end of today's article, but there's more tomorrow. But now it's our For You Chat.
Great.
For You Chat.
Okay, well, we learned about this big garbage pile in the ocean.
Right.
What about around places you might have been to? Have you ever seen a natural place, it's like a mountain or a park or a beach, made ugly with trash, just like the ocean is there? Have you ever seen a place there's a lot of garbage and it kind of became ugly? Where was this place?
Well, I don't think I've seen it in person, but like I've heard about it from our friends when they actually visited China.
Oh, okay. Some of the national parks or beautiful places. I think it happens everywhere. Taiwan, I mean, it's
probably
a problem too. If you go to some of the beaches in Taiwan, you'll see, you know, up where the water kind of stops, there's this plastic bags and broken bottles and all sorts of stuff. So it's something that, you know, I think people are better about these days. But plastic, I mean, that stuff stays there for 20, 30 years. So your grandfather could have thrown some garbage down, or my grandfather, who knows, and it's still there. So I think it's important we have to make sure we don't put more garbage out there That's the first step. Mm. And then, of course, it would be nice to clean up garbage. And I know in Taiwan, more and more groups are doing that, right?
Right,
groups of people are going out on the weekend and saying, right, we're going to clean up this part of the beach. And that's a fantastic thing
that's
to do.
So nice.
Those people should be applauded. And we should help out just by take your garbage home or find a garbage can. It's not hard. And think about it. If you do throw it on the ground, it could be there when your kids are playing in the garbage. And nobody wants that. So let's just be a little more careful and protect nature because she needs our help. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Danger in the water. A majestic albatross glides above the waves of the blue Pacific Ocean, scanning the water for a meal. The bird swoops down to grab a bite. To the bird, this place is full of fish. However, a closer look reveals the awful truth. This area of the sea is not packed with tiny creatures, but rather with countless pieces of plastic garbage. Turtles, dolphins, and fish also feed on this mess of inedible junk. The ugly consequences can be seen on the beaches of the Midway Atoll. As the carcasses of birds rot on the sand, the man-made contents of their stomachs are exposed. The seriousness of the problem becomes plain to see. Studies of the albatross on Midway have shown that about a third of the birds die before reaching maturity. The ingestion of human trash is the main cause of these deaths. Since every country uses the ocean in some way, this environmental crisis is an international problem. Therefore, the whole world must give it serious attention.
Vocabulary review.
Majestic. Americans think the bald eagle is a majestic animal that is strong and beautiful. Awful. Once it started raining, the hikers had an awful time walking through the mud. Countless. On a clear night, it's easy to see that there are countless stars in the sky. Consequence. Lung disease is a common consequence of the habit of smoking cigarettes. Rot. If you leave meat in a warm room for a long time, it will begin to rot. Maturity. The young girl showed a lot of maturity by taking care of a pet all by herself.